Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I covered this in the Masters of Terror 9 years ago. But in an upcoming film, the one on the Tea Party and Glenn Beck and everybody, I'm going to document how they fund the radical racist black groups, the radical racist Hispanic groups, the radical white supremacist type groups. I'm going to document all of that in the film because it's all mainstream news. It comes out here. It comes out there. It's just never a big national news story. So you tell the average person that the Ku Klux Klan's Fed run, that the white supremacist groups, in every major case. I mean, I've gone out to these Klan rallies and bullhorned them, and you're looking at them, and they're all a bunch of cops, and later it comes out they aren't. They're laughing, they're joking. It's a way to then call for getting rid of the First Amendment. And the reason this ADL thing and Southern Poverty Law Center situation is so important, if you just joined us, the admissions that Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli company with big ADL connections to suppress American political speech and spy illegally on citizens and list them as terrorists. And the governor's apologizing, saying it is illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't have offshore groups. I don't care if they're German, Chinese, Israeli, Japanese. This is mafia, and we cannot have this. It's government-sanctioned gang behavior to then politically demonize groups. And I'm in a lot of danger, ladies and gentlemen. Many white supremacist leaders who've been confirmed later to be feds, and I can always listen to them and tell them they're feds because they're going off a script. Just like when Beck 3 years ago was demonizing patriots and Ron Paul 2.5 years ago, I knew it was a script because I'd seen the exact nomenclature. Yeah. So, again, they play all the angles, the left, the right, the conservative. And maybe Beck isn't bad. Maybe somebody loaded that in his teleprompter. You know, I want to be careful about judging people. But the issue here is I know it when I see it. I know it when I hear it. And within 2 hours of Poplawski last year killing those three cops, being in custody, the truth was he was drunk. He'd gotten a second pit bull. It was going to the bathroom on the floor. His mother said, I'm calling the cops to evict you. He threw a fit. They showed up in minutes. He shot three of them dead. Turned out he was all over the white supremacist sites spending his time attacking Alex Jones. He wasn't a Fed, obviously. He was he was a former Marine picking up on the Fed-run white supremacists who are obviously paid to attack Alex Jones. Because if we have a mainline resistance to this and say, hey, it's wrong for the ADL to be spying on us and breaking the law, but don't make it a thing about bashing, you know, Jews in general, who are just like the general public on average and have no idea what's going on. If we play into that and put Nazi armbands on, this movement for liberty is not going to have a big tent, and we're going to lose this fight. So that they've got to make it sound horrible. And they've got to attack the real patriot leaders because, well, you saw the evidence. Five newspapers had to retract within a day because I called them and I said, listen, we searched Poplawski's screen name. He's attacking me on InfoWars and Prison Planet on the comment boards. He's attacking me in the forum. He's attacking me on all these white supremacist sites. You better retract it because they were in the news saying Alex, you know, influenced him to kill cops. Within 2 hours of him being in custody, they had people on the news within minutes saying, oh, yeah, he liked Alex Jones. That's why he did this. The guy was smiling. Then the newspapers are already in his computer. They have a beat reporter who mainly demonizes patriot groups and glorifies ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. They've got these people all over the place. We don't know if he's one of their ops or just one of their fellow travelers. Putting it out that I basically influenced it, which was then picked up and magnified by a whole bunch of other media. Now, who's their number one enemy? Who's their number one enemy? Within 2 hours of those cops being shot, they weren't even cold yet. Those poor men. Yours truly. Because they want to sick the police on me. They want the police to come in here and crack my head open. They think you're stupid, police. Now, just remember that. They want us all at each other's throats. That's why they fund Mecha and La Raza in movies like Machete, Fox News. That's why the CIA on record, New York Observer, funding that mosque at Ground Zero. They've got a plan. They want us at each other's throats. We'll be right back.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for the rest of the hour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. I wanted to briefly announce that this weekend we're going to shoot a tour of the new studios that are actually now the old studios, where we run the filmmaking, the live radio / TV show, the news website, webmastering, and where we have our writers. But we were able to get really inexpensively compared to most square footage in Austin, the space near to us. In fact, right next door. And in the last year, we were able to, it was an empty warehouse, as cheaply as possible, build it. And so we've got the skeleton of the studio completed. Now we need to buy the equipment, the computers, hire at least three people. We're launching a big social network that with the in-house servers we bought and with the IT company that built it is coming in at about $100,000. And quite frankly, you know, selling videos, sponsors, all of it, we have a shortfall in being able to hurry up and launch this. I could take my time and take another year to take the profits we have and slowly build it. But I don't want to spend the six-month emergency backup reserves we have in case we go into total complete collapse. Then we'd be off the air if I spend our reserves. So we weren't going to have a money bomb this year because I thought we'd have enough money. We've done two in the past, very successful. We normally do it at the beginning of the summer. Obviously, it's the fall. We're going to have the 2010 Money Bomb, and we'll put that website up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We want to raise $500,000. That will allow us for a year to budget 3 to 4 staff members to pay for the social network and to buy the high-def cameras and the computer switcher. And we're buying about the most least expensive that we can. It's prosumer stuff. If you buy anything below that, it has endless problems. And I'm going to develop daily video reports for PrisonPlanet.tv members that are given to you first, then put out on YouTube for everyone. I'm going to develop a hour-long weekly television show that we're going to put on DirecTV and Dish Network. We made those inquiries a year and a half ago. We can do that. And we're going to, again, not being backed by Fox News, not being backed by the big foundations, we are backed by you, the listeners. And what they do with hundreds of millions of dollars, we can do with a quarter million, maybe half a million. We can definitely get it turbocharged and completed. Again, when you're a small organization and move from 4,000 square feet to 7,400 2 years ago, and we had to build this and fund this and do what we've done here, and then we had to negotiate the lease because it wasn't available at first. Then the city held us up for about 6 months, not giving us permits. I guess they weren't harassing us. I'm told they do this to everybody now in Austin because it's a green city where they don't like building and jobs. And we finally got the thing built. And it's not as nice as this office. It's pretty bare bones. Looks like an army barracks. And this office isn't fancy. You know, those are nice metal doors. We've got cheap wood doors, things like that. You know, it's the kind of office where you don't want to bump the wall with your elbow because your arm will go right through it. That's surreal. Anyways, the point is that it's got a lot of space for us, though. We've tried to budget as well as we could. We appreciate all your support. NPR will do months of begging for money every year. The federal government gives billions to mainstream media and product placement, propaganda placement. They call it behavior placement. We don't have that funding. You are our funding. And so please go to the new website. In fact, the URL is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, just three words all put together, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or you can go to InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb, correct? InfoWars.com/MoneyBomb to take you there. And I'm going to produce a video. There's a written text message up there on the side. I'm going to have Kurt Nemo take that text of the piece I wrote with him and get it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet today. And we're also going to have, we should have done this years ago, a free email newsletter. You can sign up for that there. We'll send out news alerts and a newsletter multiple times a month. And you can also sign up if you want to pledge so we get an idea of the type of support we're going to get. The other money bombs have raised right at about $300,000 each time and allowed us to move here and do what we've done. I mean, just the high-def cameras we've gotten here and the cheapest switcher they had, you know, cost about $50,000 to give you an idea of the type of you know, systems we're working with. We need something better for national television. And again, I'll have to go out, probably pay to even put the show on TV as a beta test, but it's pretty cheap on some of the cable channels. You've got to jump through hoops for them to even allow that. And all of this has been organically growing while we're doing the news websites, while we're making films, while we're going out in the field, while we're doing all of this. And we're trying to grow the team. We're trying to keep the people we've got, because we've tripled our audience in the last year, doubled it the year before that. But because the economy's in a depression, funds are down. If I was where I was 2 years ago, I wouldn't even need to do this money bomb now to be able to do this. But we have to, and so I want to thank you for your support. And the date of it is October 14th, so a little less than a month. And I'm going to do a 24-hour broadcast that day. 24-hour, it'll be up on the bird if stations want it. I'll do the regular, you know, 3 to 4 hours that's slotted in there. And we're going to have special interviews, special guests, a lot of footage that's never been seen before. We'll be streaming the audio and video at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we're going to go 24 hours. In fact, I'm thinking about doing 25. So the next day when I go live, I'll do one more hour live and then go crash. And so that is coming up. Okay, shifting gears now. We've got a chance to save a lot of lives. Last year, when the whole flu scare started, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny pointed out it came up in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, was a novel, meaning it had no pedigree, flu virus. A lot of other scientists said it was clearly manufactured in a lab. There were a lot of deaths associated with the testing of it. She and other medical doctors and brain surgeons like Dr. Blaylock said it's going to cause Guillain-Barré. It's going to cause epilepsy. It's going to cause narcolepsy because they knew what had happened in the past with the adjuvants causing an autoimmune response in the body, not just in the brain, but in the pancreas and other areas. Now, it's all been confirmed in triplicate. Here's the London Telegraph. Flu shot suspended caused a tenfold increase in violent seizures, convulsions. Headline, flu jab linked to fits in under fives. Shot suspended. I've had the British Medical Journal editor on saying it was all a giant payoff operation and deadly. I've had Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU Health Commission, a doctor, saying they conclusively found it was deadly and a fraud. Now they're back wanting to add it to the regular seasonal flu shot. And I wanted to get Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on to warn ahead of this year because they're all over the news. Here it is. Medical groups urge flu shots for pregnant women when their own inserts say pregnant women shouldn't take it because of all sorts of documented histories of causing miscarriages, brain damage, deformity, because it causes an autoimmune response and the woman miscarries. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny of drtenpenny.com joins us. I salute your work, your bold courage last year. You have been vindicated in triplicate with a royal flush, and we salute your courage, Dr. Tenpenny.
Thank you, Alex, and good afternoon. How are you?
It's good to have you here, but we had record numbers of people refuse the flu shot last year.
Yep.
So we had record numbers not getting the flu, as the evidence shows it actually causes it, but they're back again.
Yeah, they're back again this year in a really big way, and they're pushing it bigger than ever. In fact, there are at least 50 healthcare systems across the country right now that have documented that they are now requiring flu shots in exchange for employment. And there are at least 50 different hospital systems across the country that have adapted that, even though I've proven unequivocally in all the materials that you and I've talked about and the new DVD that I'm putting out called Flu and Flu Vaccines, What's Coming in That Needle, all of those things have proven to be ineffective, and yet they are now saying that you have to get a flu shot in order to have a job.
And they always said, oh, we're not going to try to force you to take it, but they tried to make medical workers, police, take the smallpox 8 years ago.
Yep.
Last year they tried to make medical workers take it outside of law, and now they're doing it covertly, saying you want a job, you got to take it.
That's right. And it's getting more. We hear about this every day. I probably get several hundred emails a week about people at the in healthcare systems wanting to know what they can do to refuse this. Back in July, I started posting on my Facebook fan page every day saying this is coming. You guys need to get organized. You need to get all of the people who are on the same side as you about not getting the flu shot, getting the information out to your HR directors and your hospital administrators that this doesn't work. So I've been trying to tell people since July that this was coming. Well, now that the flu shots are here, and it's soon to be October, and they're saying you have to either show us a medical exemption written on the letterhead of your doctor and have your doctor's signature on it, or have some really good reason for why you shouldn't take this flu shot. And some hospitals are allowing a religious exemption but not a philosophical exemption. I think it's going to be really hard for a lot of people to avoid this vaccine this fall.
And last year, we saw incredible medical problems for many of the medical workers that did take it.
Yes, we did. We saw a lot of people, like you already mentioned in your brief there, about how many pregnant women that ended up having miscarriages. I've heard that the number was more than 3,500 that were actually reported that we know about, that people that had normal developing fetuses, they went in and had a normal ultrasound that afternoon, got a flu shot, which was the H1N1 vaccine, and within days they had a dead baby living in their belly that had to go through a miscarriage. And what's really interesting is the fact that they have now shown that if you had swine flu last year, if you had total recovery from it, that 90% of patients have what conventional medicine would call a protective antibody, which would be enough to keep you from getting the flu again this year if you've been re-exposed. I mean, that's been reported and documented in the medical literature. And even with that, they have taken the H1N1 virus, they have incorporated it into the regular seasonal flu shot, and they're saying we need to vaccinate you again just because you may not have had it last year and you may not be exposed.
So we've got mega big pharma companies setting the precedent worldwide to forcibly inject Americans. And this isn't even really in the news. It's all being done by stealth because they know how unpopular and illegal this is. They want to isolate people and do it individually to them. Stay with us, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I cannot stress to you the magnitude of this, the importance. In this stack of news that I'm going to be going over with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we have the Rockefeller Foundation's own documents where they created vaccines added to tetanus to sterilize women. That they want to use vaccines covertly to do this. There is no doubt that's what's going on. Now, from my medical research, and I want the doctor to correct me, but globally the average is about 1/10 of already approved drugs, adverse reactions get reported. When it's something new, it's more like 2%. So if she's saying over 3,000 women had miscarriages, and that was in the U.S., the news was everywhere, and this is now admitted that it causes it, then what are the real numbers? Is it more like 30,000? Dr. Tenpenny, am I correct at about one-tenth get reported?
That's been the standard for years, Alex, that they've talked about, that less than 10% of adverse events, whether it's from a shot or whether it's from a medication, actually get reported to the government. So those numbers can be astronomical. So you're absolutely correct. So if less than 10% were reported, and let's say that 3,500 was 10%, that means that 35,000 people actually had miscarriages and lost children because of this flu shot that has been proven to not work in all three age populations.
I know a bunch of women who had miscarriages after they took it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm in restaurants and hear women going, yeah, 2 days after I lost the baby. You think it was the shot? I mean, it's just everywhere.
You know, what's really interesting, Alex, is that I've pulled out a lot of material from the CDC. As you know, that's where my research all comes from. Comes from either from the pouring through the CDC's documents or from pouring through the medical literature and pulling out things that don't make the mainstream news. And that each year that people test people for influenza. So if you've got the flu or flu-like symptoms and you go to the doctor, there are testing stations all across the country that will take a nasal swab and a throat swab and send that to the CDC and say, what is causing this illness? More than 86% of the time, it's being caused by something other than influenza, which means that from my information, of all the numbers that I've pulled out, in any given flu season, since 1999, all the way to, so for the last 10, 11 years, the circulating amount, the amount of influenza out there, the virus that actually causes the flu, only causes the flu 13% of the time. So that means that if you get a flu shot, and if it worked at all, by their numbers, it means that it would only keep you from getting sick 13% of the time. So we've got this roaring, raging machine that's trying to push these vaccines, the flu shot, on everybody, whether it's on just the general, you know, everybody. Now we're starting, always before, we had different flu shots. There's 8 different flu shots that are on the market now, 8 different flu shots. Each of them have different ingredients, and they're by different manufacturers. And I can assure you that the doctors that are giving these flu shots, the doctors and the pediatricians and the public health nurses, have not gone through those package inserts and have not looked at all the different ingredients per each one of the flu shots. But now this year, for the first time ever, the CDC is saying that every person in the United States starting at 6 months of age and every year for the rest of their lives should be given a flu shot. And they also say that the viruses that are in the flu shot have to be a match to the ones that are out there in the circulation to develop an antibody to protect you from getting sick. But if the vast majority of flu-like illness that happens in the winter is only happens by 13% of the viruses, why are we spending billions of dollars putting lives at risk, putting babies at risk, putting children at risk for something that doesn't work? And if it does work, it only works 13%.
Well, it's simple. The system of eugenicists want to set the precedent to put in your body what they want, when they want. But what about all the research and evidence and studies I've seen that the flu shot is causing the flu-like symptoms? Then you have the anecdotal, like my mother never got the flu. She took the flu shot probably 15 years ago for a triathlon she was about to run. Because they recommended it, and she was deathly ill for like a month, and then she never took it again. And then we see record numbers not taking the flu shot last year because they saw through the hoax, and so we had a record low flu season. So, I mean, there's a lot of evidence there that the flu shot's causing it.
Well, the flu shot has, as part of its package insert, it talks about the fact that the side effects can be achiness, runny nose, watery eyes, fever, chills, headache. Now, what does that sound like? The side effects are exactly the same thing as the flu. And when you look at what's in all of these flu shots, and the main things that I think are very important is that there are measurable amounts, microgram amounts of formaldehyde. So there's measurable amounts of formaldehyde in these flu shots. There's gelatin in some of the flu shots, and the gelatin is known to cross-react to cause food allergies. The gelatin has been shown in several of the vaccines. Like, gelatin is also in the chickenpox vaccine and in the shingles vaccine and in some of the flu shots to cause severe allergic reactions. And then one of the biggest things that I think that...
Stay there. We got to go to break. Long segment coming up. Let's continue with what's in these vaccines and what we know it caused last year. I mean, it's on record. Massive brain damage, all sorts of different neurological disorders, miscarriages, you name it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, is our guest. We're going back to her in just a moment. It is a fact that over 3,000 women in the U.S. had miscarriages from the vaccine. That is a low number. You heard her. It's probably more like 35,000, because only about 10% or less get reported. And we know this is happening all over the world. The UN has been caught with vaccines that they claim are for tetanus and other things, sterilizing people. And I'm going to show you some of that directly from the Rockefeller Foundation in a moment. Yes, this is really going on. This is really happening. And now they know you're waking up. Before, most people got vaccinated so they could not try to make it the law you've got to take it. They just used intimidation or claimed it was the law. Now they're coming trying to actually make people that work in medical centers, police do it. And this stuff's deadly. One of the biggest reasons I say don't join the military is because they use you as guinea pigs and use experimental vaccines on you. That's illegal, even with troops. They can make you take a non-experimental, but they can't make you take an experimental like smallpox or anthrax, but they do. We're going back to Sherry Tenpenny here in just a moment. I want to tell you about a great sponsor, the Power Cop. Parents, are your kids wasting away hours and hours watching TV or playing computer and video games? Are their grades slipping? Is your family time non-existent? If you answered yes to any of these questions, get control back with the Power Cop. The Power Cop is an easy-to-use programmable device that limits the amount of time you allow them to use each day. It just, that way it plugs right into the TV, so there's not all that complex programming and things. It's just, it's like an alarm clock. It goes on, childhood obesity is on the rise. Get your kids away from the screen and get them active. Take back control of your family with the Power Cop. Give them a call at 800-6941-COP, or C-O-P, 800-6941-COP, or go to thepowercop.com. One word, thepowercop.com, 800-6941-COP. Okay, going back to Sherry Tenpenny, I want you to finish up with what's in the vaccines, what they admit it can do to you, even in the inserts. We're getting into some of the more horrible side effects, which we know are the actual effects. But then I want to talk about how much we devastated them last year with the truth, and how we exposed them this year.
Well, Alex, I really want to address all of those things because I think they're really important. All of the flu shots have different amounts of ingredients in them. And if people go to my website, it's drtenpenny.com, and click on the tab that says forms, a lot of these things are available for free for all of your listeners, that they are downloadable PDF files that have all this documentation about what's in the flu shot, the comparison, how few flu deaths actually happen compared to pneumonia. There are PDF files up there looking at the pertussis outbreak that happened in California and how few deaths actually happen from pertussis. All of those are available for free downloads that people can print out and hand out to everybody they know from drtenpenny.com and just click on the forms button. But one of the things that people rarely talk about, and I've done a whole presentation on this, is the connection between the latex in the stoppers of the vials, not only of the flu shot, but of all of the other vaccines, those stoppers, the tops of those stoppers, that they push the needle through in order to pull the vaccine solution into the syringe. They are latex. And on the package insert, it says that many people have susceptibility to having severe allergic reactions and even anaphylaxis from that little bit of latex that comes from that stopper. Now, here's the really important part, is that they have had a synthetic, neutral, non-allergenic stopper, a medical-grade stopper available to be using in these vaccines for 62 years, Alex. For 62 years, there has been a safer product available that they have not used, and only about half of the vaccines now have synthetic stoppers. The other half still have latex in the stopper.
Well, Doc, that's like bisphenol A. They've had hundreds of different, really thousands of different plastic combinations that don't leach estrogen mimickers, which they now admit are reducing men's fertility, making women, hyper-hormonal, accelerating breast cancer. That's now all admitted. So we know what these different plastic compounds can do.
Yeah, when I started looking into this latex rubber stopper thing, I thought that what I was going to find was that the serious reactions were coming from the synthetic stoppers. It isn't. It's from the latex stoppers. But what's really important to me is that people need to, if you're going to get a flu shot, or if you know any of your neighbors or anybody else that you know that is going to get a flu shot, it's really important to ask your doctor who's ever going to be injecting you. You want to see that package insert. You want to make sure that you're getting a mercury-free flu shot, because in the multi-dose vials, they still have mercury. You want to make sure that you get a stopper that doesn't have latex in it. You want to get the smallest amount of dose that you can possibly get away with. And I think that once people download these things and they hand them out to their friends and neighbors, and once people start seeing it, it goes to your second point, Alex, on what a great job you did and I did and Pandemic Flu Online and a lot of other people did last year to getting people aware and to have the lowest injection rate ever, that they had to burn $450 million worth of flu shots because they all expired.
And, Sherry, let me stop you again. This isn't about being on a power trip. It's an incredible responsibility. The millions of people that listen to what you have to say on the hundreds of talk shows you do, including national television, on the millions of listeners and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com readers that I have, that we were able to expose it from the beginning. We told people the reactions it was going to cause because it was on the insert that it would do this. Not like we're rocket scientists. I mean, maybe you are. You're a medical doctor, but I'm no rocket scientist. If the insert says it, kind of like gasoline canisters say, highly flammable, don't get this on you, don't breathe this, don't light it. I'm not pouring gasoline on myself and firing it up. I mean, it doesn't, you know, kind of like firearms say, don't aim this at yourself and, you know, keep the safety on and don't pull the trigger. I can read those inserts and I can understand what's happening, but to realize just the huge effect that our listeners had, that you had, that all of us had, that we're very close to beating these people, and that's why they're really turning the heat up this year to try to break our will and force us to take these and force people through color of law to take them. I mean, this is amazing. I think that if we can beat them this year again and beat them next year, that they are going to be defeated except for one thing. Clearly, they are going to, and they've shown they'll do this in the past, release biological pathogens to create a pandemic to say, see, you weren't vaccinated, so some type of weaponized system, you know, will basically be released. Because, what, the last 5 years in a row in Asia, in Africa, in Latin America, on record, the UN gives children polio vaccine that is not just live polio, but one of the deadliest strains, clearly weaponized, and it's killing and maiming them, and it's buried as a footnote, and then they use the spreading of real polio caused by people being given real polio by the vaccine as a pretext to then try to vaccinate more people. And they admitted that in the CBS article. Well, this spread it, so they're saying there's even more reason for you to take it. I see this multi-$100 billion a year industry or more pulling something like this to get this over on us, or hyping things up like the whooping cough situation, where you've had just a few deaths, but they're hyping it up like it's the end of the world. And then if we look at the flu shots last year, they hyped up a lot of deaths that weren't caused by the flu. I wonder how many of these really weren't caused by whooping cough.
Well, that's really true. I want to comment about what you just said. The CDC came out with a retraction paper. They're not calling it a retraction paper, but it kind of is. You know how every year, for as long as you and I have both been doing this, the mainstream news says, oh, yes, 36,000 deaths per year from the flu, blah, blah, blah. 36,000 deaths. Well, this year the CDC's come out with a paper, and they've done the same analysis on their own data that I've done on their data and have published in my new DVD on the flu. And what they said was, yes, in all of the years, on average, there's about 2,300 deaths in people 19 years of age or older, and 140 deaths in people 19 age and younger. So that's the total amount of flu. So it isn't anywhere close to 36,000 deaths. And then when they look at the overall range of the number of incidents of people who've died from the flu since 1976, their range is that on an annual basis, it can range from somewhere from 3,300 people may die up to 49,000 people may die. I mean, what kind of a range is that? And even some of the people from the CDC are saying that it's absolutely irrelevant and it means nothing. And from a year-to-year basis, they really don't know. But they know on average less than 2,300 people over the age of 19 die per year from the flu and less than 140. Now, they cannot justify by their own numbers giving children starting at 6 months of age flu shots every single year when there are fewer people that die from the flu that are under 19 years of age than die from car accidents, that die from bicycle accidents, that die from drowning.
Well, that's like Gardasil. That's like Gardasil. You might have 3,000 deaths a year from cervical cancer of 300 million people, half of those being women, so 150 million here in the United States. And I read the medical literature. They're almost always run-down prostitutes, drug addicts, people with AIDS, people who've survived cancer, people who have diabetes. Same thing with the flu numbers. And then they admit on the insert that this can kill you, this can hurt you, and this may not even protect you from the papillomavirus.
Yeah, the way that there are over 100 different strains of papillomavirus. There are between six and eight strains that tend to be more carcinogenic. There are only two strains that are in the Gardasil vaccine for HPV, for cervical cancer, strain number 18 and number 16. I just read a new report that came out last week that said that if strain 16 is persistent, you'd have an increased risk of cancer down the road. Well, more than 90% of people, when they get HPV, it comes and goes. So when they say is persistent, does that mean more than 2 years or 5 years or 7 years? The numbers are such a big...
And there's also cervical treatments. I mean, if they find that you have it, they go in and clean it up, and that knocks the risk out.
Well, better than that, Alex, it's been my experience in my practice here in Cleveland, Ohio, that if women have positive HPV, and that I really believe, and it's been our experience, that it's a nutritional deficiency disease. And when we clean up their diets and we get them on high doses of vitamin D, get their vitamin D levels up to 80 by blood tests, put them on vitamin A, use some other types of supplements, and in women over the age of 40, use some natural progesterone, it goes away on its own. So and we have almost 100% of the time.
Well, that's what all the studies show. These are run down, I'm sorry to say it, but mainly crack whores.
Well, and they, well, maybe not all of them.
No, I'm saying a large percentage from other medical doctors we've talked to have said cancer survivors, really sick people, or folks living on the street who aren't eating good food.
Yes, and so what it goes back to my point of that persistent HPV infections are a nutritional deficiency disease. And if you clean up your diet and do the right things for your health, that will go away and doesn't become a problem in almost everybody. So back to what you were saying about pertussis, you know, the numbers of pertussis, I mean, we had that big, I'm sure, you know, you talked about it a lot, I've talked about it when it was all happening in California, that you get a few cases of pertussis and everybody goes into hysteria. And I think it's really important for your listeners to know that the only age group in which pertussis is really a serious illness is in babies under 3 months of age. The vast majority of everyone else has a persistent cough and it goes away in a couple of months.
And so why do parents throw their one-month-old baby in daycare with 50 other kids? Because I've seen the studies that a lot of times the vaccine doesn't even really protect them fully from the whooping cough.
Oh, it doesn't protect at all. In fact, most of the kids that end up with pertussis, or a large percentage of them, have been vaccinated at 2, 4, and 6 months.
So there you go. They're killing them. And that's the studies I've seen. I wanted to make sure with a medical doctor. I bet if you go actually research these kids, a lot of them were vaccinated.
Yep, and I want to give you one statistic. There's lots of them out there, and again, if you went to drtenpennygut.com and clicked on forms, you can download these PDFs and see them for yourself. In 2007, there were 10,454 reported cases of pertussis nationwide. Confirmed cases of pertussis. There were 10 deaths. If we vaccinated over 10,000 people and had 10 deaths from the vaccine, they would say that was statistically insignificant. But if we have 10,000 cases of pertussis and 10 deaths, it's a national emergency, and they're going to call it an epidemic. So they twist these numbers and use them however they can to incite fear in everybody.
That's right. We have massive death, miscarriages, brain damage, narcolepsy, people developing permanent epilepsy from the vaccines, admitted just the H1N1 alone. Every other major vaccine, same story, or even worse. We know it's doing it, and they're like, it's insignificant to have 3,500 miscarriages. It's insignificant to have tens of thousands developing Guillain-Barré. It's insignificant to have tens of thousands developing epilepsy from brain inflammation. But one person dies of pertussis. It's the end of the world. See you anti-vaccine kooks. You all need to go to jail.
That pretty much sums it up.
Amazing. Now, what about reading the inserts over the years? I mean, I just know going back 5, 6 years ago, they were saying, if you're a pregnant mother, don't vaccinate. Now they're saying, oh, no, that's the group that really needs it. How have they done a 180?
You know, it's interesting, Alex. I was at a vaccine conference in Washington, D.C. in March of 2004. It was the first international neonatal conference, and I remember this like it was a minute ago, because they were talking at that point in time about how were they possibly going to be able to start vaccinating pregnant women with the flu shot, because what they were going to have to do was somehow manipulate the data and be able to get the fetus on the vaccine injury compensation table in case there was something that happened. And there were many people in that audience who were doctors and researchers and representatives from the pharmaceutical industry saying, no, all we have to do is just give it. And because if it turns out that they have a miscarriage, well, they can't prove it was the vaccine. That was in 2004. And they've just moved it forward, and they've used fear factors, and they've somehow co-opted the brains of the obstetricians to say that, you know, you have to give these women flu shots. And it doesn't. And this year they're not even going to be concerned whether or not they give the pregnant women flu shots with or without the mercury, because they keep loading up the medical literature with what, in my opinion, is tainted, twisted data in order to say the mercury doesn't cause brain damage, mercury doesn't cause any issues, and so we can go ahead and give a mercury-laden flu shot to a mother because it's not going to bother anything. It's not going to cause any problems. And somehow we've got the medical industry who's bought into that, all of them.
Well, of course they have, because they're paid off by it. The American Medical Association, I mean, even the European Union Commission found that their medical commissions, the British Medical Commission, the Canadian, our medical commissions, are literally run by people that also work for the vaccine makers.
Well, that's absolutely true. But, Alex, when you think about it, there's 800,000 physicians in this country. How did they co-opt every single one of their brains?
If they admit that there's evil people running the medical professions on the top, then they'll have to have responsibilities. And so they get more money. They get little bonuses for the more vaccines they give. They've got a mistress they got to visit. They got a golf game they got to visit. And when they give the little baby the shot and it has a convulsion, they just say, I didn't cause that. They've hurt so many children that they're too weak-minded to admit what they've done. And so now the bioethics board say, send the old lady home to die. We're not going to give her surgery. The doctors go, yeah. After Bill Gates says it's good to kill one old lady for 10 jobs for teachers. See, that's what, I mean, they don't give the Hippocratic Oath anymore, as you know, Doc. So, what, 15 years or so? So, hey, you know, the new oath is do harm. Kill granny. Kill baby. Bill Gates, it's for the earth. We'll be back with some of the documents. We'll be right back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Zombies come to watch old bandit run.
Put your foot down on the pedal.
Get your foot hard on the pedal.
Son, never mind them brakes.
Let it all hang out.
Because we got a run to make.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta. And there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back. No matter.
Think about what we did. Record low numbers of people taking the flu shot. It came out. It was deadly. It got suspended all over Europe, all over Asia. These people are being exposed. They're getting sued. They're losing the lawsuits. I believe that vaccine science, if it was properly done, does hold some promise. The problem is I have all the documents from the Rockefeller Foundation in the 20s saying we'll use vaccines to give people cancer. Then we'll own the anti-cancer companies and treatments. We'll make money. That's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We'll sterilize people through vaccines, but we can't have them noticed, so it'll only sterilize a certain number. It'll be a weak sterilization. I've got all those documents. I'm going to show some here in a moment. But Sherry Tenpenny's video is now done. It's been manufactured. High production quality. It is flu and flu vaccines. What's coming through the needle? Two DVD set. You can now order it. It'll be shipping out in about a week. You can now order it. It's done. It's been mass produced. We're going to be carrying it at InfoWars.com. In fact, it's going up on the site right now on the shopping cart. You can order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and show it to your friends, your family, your neighbors. You can email Dr. Tenpenny and tell them about what access station you want to air it, and she'll give you authorization on a case-by-case. But again, flu and flu vaccines, what's coming through the needle. This is the latest up-to-date as a truth weapon to fight these people. So get it at InfoWars.com and get it out to everyone you know. Now, Dr. Tenpenny, I know you go off the government's own documents. You go off their own admissions. But I want to bring this subject up now at the end of this segment and the short segment coming up. We'll have you back up very soon and hopefully play some clips of the film here on air. But let me have a document cam shot, guys. Rockefeller Foundation and WHO continue collaboration on sterilization vaccines and implantables. And then it's got links to the Rockefeller and World Health Organization admissions, how they develop these systems. Here's another article. Rockefeller Foundation conceptualized anti-hormone vaccine in the 20s and 30s, reports reveal. Then in 68, they developed it. We have that report. Millions of Chinese opposed mass vaccination plan are saying no to the UN trying to vaccinate them in China. Navy to test its ability to vaccinate masses in a pandemic. It just goes on and on. You've got the German government and others refusing to take their own vaccines getting caught. That's one reason people got upset. Secretive executive order establishes Big Brother health bureaucracy. Sherry, I don't know if you've researched the eugenics angle, because I know you just cover what you can absolutely prove, but it's provable that there's a huge agenda to hurt people with the vaccines.
There's no doubt that at some level there absolutely is an agenda. I always go back, Alex, I always like to use Enron as an example. You know, you've got those eight people at the top that imploded two major corporations. And I think that there were a lot of people that worked for Enron that sat around in their cubicles and just did their job and went home to their soccer matches with their families, and they had no idea what was going on. I think the pharmaceutical industry in particular, in general, and the vaccine industry in specific, it's the same thing. There are people who are plotting and planning and knowing all of these things, but the public health nurse down at the lowest rung just thinks she's doing a good job.
And that's why we've got to get your new 2-DVD film from a medical perspective with all the proof that's come out about this stuff being deadly, and we've got to get it to nurses and doctors now because they're compartmentalized.
Yep, exactly. You're absolutely right. I'll help you any way I can.
Well, we're very excited that we're now carrying the DVD at InfoWars.com. Flu and vaccine, what's coming through the needle? From a medical perspective, all documented. This has got to be gotten out to everyone. Sherry, stay there. I want to do 5 more minutes with you on this key subject. And then we've got Bob Chapman coming up on The Economy. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.